Hey everybody, this is Rick, and welcome to another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Hope everybody is doing good out there. It's a nice hot day here in Akron, Ohio. It's almost 90 degrees out, so got the AC kicked on and just sitting here down in the basement, keeping cool, and thought I'd talk to you guys today about different things that are going on. I hope everybody was able to listen to my Main Menu series on ACB Radio. It wrapped up last night. I was on live with Jess Bishop and Daryl Shandro, Don Barrett, and Randy Knapp. Was a very good time. We got to talk about quite a few different things. And hopefully everybody got to listen to that. If not, it is on the website, and it's three different parts. Or well, parts one and two are up. Part three should be up today, along with this podcast here. Let's see. Had a donation yesterday to the website that was very, very, very generous. $100. So, what I would like to do is, since I said that all donations to the website generally go for the website's upkeep and to buy things in order to do demonstrations or tutorials on, I would like to offer up at this time suggestions to me what you guys would like to see me purchase with this money, and then I can demonstrate it. It could either be software or hardware. The only restriction is it needs to be right at around $100, somewhere in the ballpark. It can be less than $100, but I don't want to really go over that right now, if possible. So, if anybody out there has any thoughts or suggestions, please get a hold of me through the website. And I'd like to hear everybody's suggestions. And what I'll do is I'll pick something from those suggestions, and I'll purchase that, and I'll do a demonstration or tutorials on it. I'm continuing to use WindowEyes here, and I'm running it on XP and Vista. And so far, that's been a pretty good process. I'm slowly learning the keystrokes for commands for WindowEyes, and while it's considerably different than JAWS, it hasn't been that bad. A couple of things that I've actually really liked about WindowEyes is I like how when you get a title read, for what application you're running, I like the fact that WindowEyes states its status, whether it's maximized or it's normal. And I like that. That makes it real easy to tell if your windows are maximized or not. Another thing I really like about WindowEyes is its virtual mouse, that the keypad's always a mouse, with arrowing keys and mouse clicks. I've used that for a couple different programs, and I do like that a lot. It's nice to not have to, like in JAWS, route your cursor and do your movements and then route back to the PC cursor. It's nice to have that there. I like that. Took me a little bit of time to get used to it, but I'm getting used to that now, and I do like it. It's good for programs, like AdAware, things like that that don't have real good support for a screen reader. And another thing I like is, if Windows Mail, Outlook Express. Probably Outlook. I haven't tried Outlook yet, but I like the fact that It'll say a message is either read or unread or replied to, as well as forwarded. That's nice. JAWS kind of only tells you that your message, is unread. And I kind of like that. That's been growing on me. I like knowing that I've responded to a message. That helps a lot because sometimes I'll save messages for a while, and with JAWS, I'll go back through and, well, did I respond to this or not? And you really can't tell, but with WindowEyes, saying responded to, that's really nice. So what I hope to do pretty soon, it may be a few weeks, maybe a month, as I really want to get comfortable with it, is I want to start doing some WindowEyes tutorials geared towards the JAWS users. And so hopefully I'll start those pretty soon. I'm still learning, so I don't want to jump into them too quick and, potentially give you a lot of erroneous information. So that's one of the things I want to do. A couple other things I'd like to do, and these are all kind of long-term podcasts through, the rest of this year. I would like to do some tutorials on Skype. I get a lot of questions about Skype, so I'd like to do a series on Skype, how to use it with the various screen readers. I just worked with a client here recently, and I had to learn how to set up a shoutcast server for Winamp, so you can do radio station broadcasting on the internet. I would like to do a podcast on that, how to set up a shoutcast server and how to set up the shoutcast plugin for Winamp itself. I think a lot of people would be interested in that. I kind of liked it and I still mess with it here, just for my own personal use. Another thing I would like to do might be a multi-part series for, I get questions about how to do website development, how to do HTML, and I was thinking maybe I could start doing a series of podcasts on how to do different segments of HTML coding, like starting out real simple, like with just paragraphs, and then, showing you how to do links, then showing you how to do lists, and then maybe showing you how to do tables, and then just, basically how that all goes together to create a web page. So that's another thing I would like to do here over the next several months. That's kind of about it at the moment. I think I've covered as much of Vista as I want to at the moment. We have quite a bit of material out there now between myself and the other people that have posted materials on Vista, so I think that's adequate. So if anybody has any suggestions on other things they would like me to talk about here over the next several months, I sure would be interested in hearing it. As I said, with the current monies in the donation fund, I have to pay a few months of website fees, but like I said, I have about $100 beyond that in the fund, and I do want your suggestions as to what you would like me to purchase and demonstrate. Since these are donations, from people out in the community, I'd like to have your input on what you would like me to, demonstrate with them. Okay, lastly, I did want to comment on the Freedom Scientific versus Saratech lawsuit. I know a lot of you have heard about this by now, and maybe some of you haven't. But there's currently a lawsuit by Freedom Scientific against Saratech. Saratech, as you know, is, or well, you may not know, is the makers of Freedom Box and System Access. Freedom Box is a network similar to AOL, but for blind people. And System Access is a screen reader. Now, apparently, what Freedom Scientific is doing is they're suing Saratech over the use of Freedom in their name, Freedom Box. They claim that it is causing confusion in the community and it is causing sales to be made to Saratech, for items that clearly should be, I guess, for Freedom Scientific. So they are suing to have that stopped, and they're suing for damages for the last several years that I guess that it's been occurring. Now, I don't want to get overly political on this. I'm not going to bash Freedom Scientific. I know a lot of people have on the mailing list. There's been a lot of very, very negative comments going on about this lawsuit. And I do want to keep respectful, but in the same token, I have wrote Jonathan Mosen, who's vice president at Freedom Scientific. He made a statement on the mailing list, and I did write back to him on that, and I encouraged other people on the Blind Geek Zone mailing list to write back to Jonathan. But I did say, keep it respectful. State your disagreement, but don't bash. And I would encourage anybody that doesn't agree with this lawsuit. I don't agree with the lawsuit. I feel it has the potential to drive Saratech out of business because Saratech is such a small company that legal fees alone could potentially force them out of business. And this just is not good for the blind community. We don't have that many choices in which products we use. JAWS is, like the head of the group. They have the lion's share of the sales in the market. Then there's GW Micro, Window Eyes, and then there's Saratech System Access. So there's a lot of people out on the mailing list that are under the opinion that Freedom Scientific has every right to do this, and some people don't like Saratech for whatever reasons. And all I'm saying is we need to put all of that behind us because I feel what potentially could happen is Saratech could go out of business. That is less competition for JAWS. That's less reason for JAWS to continue to be, to innovate and to make changes that need to be made to JAWS, fix things that need to be fixed with JAWS. And it's just we don't need to lose a company in the process. I know Freedom Scientific says that, they're not intending to force Saratech out of business, and maybe truthfully they're not. But the fact of the matter is there's the potential there for it to happen, whether they think it can or not. And I just think it's a frivolous lawsuit, and I really, really hope that the blind community will rally together and will let Freedom Scientific know that, while they may have the legal right to pursue this lawsuit, It's not a good thing, and it's giving them a bad reputation. It's making them look like a bully. So, I hope everybody will go out to my website, and up at the top of the page, there is a link that gives the court filing information, and there's a link below that you can go sign a petition done by Jeff Bishop and Daryl Shandro to ask Freedom Scientific to stop this lawsuit against Serotech. I hope everybody will go there and look at that and sign that. But in the same time, when you make comments, I hope that you'll make constructive comments and you won't bash. There's so many people that are being negative and bashing. That just makes us look arrogant and belligerent, and we don't need that. We need to stand together and tell Freedom Scientific what we think about this, but we have to do it respectfully. At least that's my opinion. So, just wanted to finish up with that. I hope everybody will look at that. You can also go to Jeff Bishop's website, The Desert Skies, or Daryl Shandro's Access blog. Those are in my links section of my website, and I hope you'll go to both of those sites and read more information about the lawsuit and the petition and everything. And that's about it. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again soon.